Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. So talk to us. I mean, how can you have peace in a storm?
Well, you know, a lot of times, you know, I was abiding and I was thinking about this as I was just spending time with the Lord, because a lot of times people experience storms in their life. I mean, Jesus said, in this life, you will have many troubles. But oftentimes I see people who live life and that are surprised that trouble came. How are you surprised? How are you surprised that trouble here is at your door, especially if you're living a life that's not, you know, agreeable to the Lord? Stuff is going to happen in your life, but whether you're living for God, whether you're not, things are going to happen. And so storms of life will come. And the thing about storms is you got to understand that God has peace for us. In fact, he is the God of peace. And the Bible calls him, calls Jesus the Prince of Peace. And you can have peace today. Many people are living anxious lives, totally stressed out, have total mental uneasiness in their minds. And it's a way of absolutely draining not only you, but the people that you live with you and around you, because it just sucks everything out. Well, Philippians 4 tells us, and I love this scripture, Philippians 4:19, says, do not be anxious about anything. And I love the Word of God, because that same scripture applies to the guy who's worrying about, you know, maybe not being able to make an event that he was supposed to go to, so he's all anxious about it. But it also applies to Saeed right now, Pastor Saeed, who's in prison.
In Iran.
In Iran. Hello. I mean, that word is for him as well. In any trial, God tells us in his word, do not be anxious, which is mental distress, uneasiness, fear of misfortune. Do not be anxious about anything.
Mm-hmm.
But in everything, by prayer and petition, make your requests known to God. So in essence, he's saying, hey, listen, don't spend your time worrying, stressing, being fretful about something that you cannot change anyway.
Right.
But instead, do the thing that can actually help you in your situation. Mm-hmm. But instead, in prayer and petition, right, present your request to God with thanksgiving. Present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. And that word transcends means rises above.
Mm-hmm.
The peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. So literally, when we turn away from anxious thoughts, when we turn away from these fretful things that come to attack our mind, that literally disturb us and sap of all of our energy, of all of our strength,
right,
we can actually go to God in prayer, since he's the one who knows everything. Mm-hmm. He knows yesterday, today, and tomorrow all at the same time. He's the one who is in control. He's the one that loves you. By prayer and petition, the thing that you're concerned about, the thing that you're worrying about, the thing that has literally stolen your joy and your peace, you can actually present that request to God, the one who can handle it. And then as you do that, as you release it to God, the peace of God begins to transcend. It rises above your ability to understand it, and it would then tend to protect your mind and your heart. Oftentimes, I've spoken to people who have gone through a tremendous trial, but because they sought the Lord in their trial, they say, listen, I don't understand. I don't get it. Right now, this is the big one that I'm experiencing in my life. I just lost a loved one, but I just have the peace of God on me. It's protecting me. It's protecting my mind. I'm not fretful. I'm okay. I feel the peace of God. And I want to encourage you today that, listen, God has peace for you. You don't have to be fretful. You don't have to be worried. You don't have to be drained of your life, but God's peace will be upon you when you turn to him and literally enter that place of relationship, of prayer, communicating with the one who can actually do something about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.